Welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Podcast. This series of podcasts addresses the question, why am I a practicing Catholic? Our presenter this week is Dr. Signe Kelker from the library.
I was raised in a Catholic home. My father was a cradle Catholic. My mother, who had emigrated from Sweden with her family, converted from Lutheranism shortly before marrying my father. I had the benefit of 12 years of education in Catholic schools staffed by Sisters of Divine Providence and Sisters of St. Joseph, respectively, in elementary and high school in the pre-Vatican II era, for which I am grateful. Our parish, St. Cecilia in Rochester, Pennsylvania, was served by Capuchin Franciscan priests who worked assiduously at connecting with parishioners. Although I considered going to a Catholic university, I ended up attending a liberal arts college in Ohio, loosely affiliated with the Ohio Baptist Convention. In retrospect, I'm grateful for that as well, given how things were trending on some Catholic campuses in the late 60s. I escaped most of the buffeting of that period, partly by my nature and partly by luck. To paraphrase a movie line, I didn't experience the 60s. I pretty much had two 50s and went straight into the 70s. While in college, my faith was never directly attacked by any of my professors, though the evolutionary materialism taught by one of the biology professors was unsettling. I was fortunate to find a couple of Catholic faculty and staff who helped me when such situations arose. The assistant dean in my freshman dorm was one of those people, and once, when talking about something which must have been faith-related, though I don't recall what it was, she gave me some simple advice. Whatever happens, don't stop going to Mass. I have adhered to that counsel, even when, for a period, I was pretty much a Sunday holy day Catholic with nothing one could call a prayer life. I came to my senses eventually, probably because of graces received through my continued Mass attendance. I can't imagine not being in the Catholic Church. The scriptures, sacred tradition, her history, the real presence, the sacraments, especially penance and the Eucharist, ways of praying, and the sense of connection to billions of souls, the great clouds of witness to which the author refers in the Epistle to the Hebrews, are all potent testimony that, as author John Zmirek says, while our church is, in eternity, the mystical bride of Christ, it also has one foot sunk in the squishy earth. It's a real institution, taking part in the messy business of history, making intransigent claims to doing something almost impossibly difficult, proclaiming a single consistent message about the nature of God, creation, sin, redemption, and the proper ordering of human society through every culture on earth and every century that passes. Sometimes people in the church, lay or clerical, can be by turns infuriating, mendacious, obnoxious, and spiritually tone-deaf, as well as holy, loving, prayerful, and faith-filled. If we were all saints, we wouldn't need the church. We are, however, a jumble of weeds and wheat, just as our Lord foretold. Saints and sinners working out our salvation in fear and trembling. Or, to borrow another metaphor, we are, every one of us, passengers on this ship of fools called life. I am grateful that, for this journey, I go forth on the bark of Peter.